It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine joins us to break down some top science news, including what scientists are learning from nothingness in space and what scientifically defines a creep.
First, the presidential race took yet another turn on Sunday. In a letter to Congress, FBI Director James Comey announced that the Bureau would stand by its earlier decision, which was not to seek charges against Hillary Clinton for using a private email server as Secretary of State.
The announcement concluded a second FBI probe after emails connected to Clinton were discovered on the computer of former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who is also the estranged husband of Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin.
Rosalind Helderman joins us now. She's a political reporter for The Washington Post. She's been following the investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails. Rosalind, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what was the reasoning given by the FBI Director James Comey for these emails, I guess, not being a problem after all?
Yeah, in his letter, like his initial letter 9 days ago, he didn't give a lot of details. He just said that the FBI had reviewed all of the emails that were sent to or from Hillary Clinton that they had found in this unrelated investigation that we know is the Anthony Weiner matter, and they had found nothing to cause them to change the conclusions that he had reached in July. We do have some additional reporting outside of the letter. According to our sources, the FBI found that the majority of the material that they reviewed were either duplicates of emails that they had reviewed earlier in the investigation or were purely personal. They had nothing to do with State Department business.
Let's look at the reaction from the two campaigns. What, first of all, have we heard from the Hillary Clinton camp on this?
I don't believe, unless I'm mistaken, I don't believe Hillary Clinton herself has addressed the matter. A variety of her campaign aides have, however, and they have indicated just that they were always confident the FBI would find nothing and that they're pleased that that was, in fact, the case and that they said so publicly, but they are not backing off criticism of the way that James Comey has handled this last little piece of the campaign.
And then Donald Trump has been making a lot of this since the initial letter to Congress about these letters on Anthony Weiner's computer. Here's a part of his response at a rally in Michigan yesterday.
Right now, she is being protected by a rigged system. It's a totally rigged system. I've been saying it for a long time. You can't review 650,000 new emails in 8 days. You can't do it, folks. Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it. And now it's up to the American people to deliver justice at the ballot box on November 8th.
And Rosalind, these emails had been referenced in Donald Trump's TV ads over the last few days, not letting go of this issue despite this announcement from James Comey.
Yeah, I would just note that the clip that you just played was sort of based on a factual inaccuracy. No one ever reported that there were 650,000 Hillary Clinton emails on the laptop. That is a number that has been cited by sources of the number of total emails that were found on the laptop. The vast majority of them, we understand, are Anthony Weiner emails, nothing to do with Hillary. And then we do think that there were probably tens of thousands, but there are sophisticated computer programs you can use to sift out all the ones that were duplicates. It's certainly possible that the FBI would be able to review the emails in this amount of time, working around the clock, which they said they did.
Let's talk a little bit about the role of the FBI and the position that James Comey was in through this. It looks like he was going to be doomed to be criticized no matter what he did. If he, in that first letter, he was criticized for sending it to Congress, making this an issue. But if he hadn't, he risked being criticized for covering up an issue. What kind of position was he in here?
We understand that he felt very conflicted and torn. It is officially Department of Justice policy that they are not supposed to take public investigative steps in the weeks just before an election on a matter that won't be able to be resolved before the election that might cause the public to conclude that they are trying to influence an election, even if that is not, in fact, their goal. There's a concern that you don't want a perception is an issue for the FBI. You don't want to look like you might be trying to influence the election. So he was actually warned by his bosses at the Department of Justice that this letter would violate that policy. But our understanding is that he felt like for trust in the agency, the alternative would be worse, the alternative in which he said nothing and it leaked out that they were looking at this and it looked like he was trying to cover it up.
when it comes to trust in the agency. Now it seems like everybody's angry with him, Democrats, for that initial letter, Donald Trump at least, and his supporters for what he has just announced now, kind of saying, no, no problem here. So what does trust in the FBI look like at this point?
Yeah, it's a really troubling issue. And don't forget, this also dates back to what he decided to do in July, which also pleased no one, right? Recommending no charges, which, of course, very much angered the right, but then giving this long press conference and testifying before Congress about all the ways in which she had done things that were wrong but not illegal, which did not please the left. That's not generally the role of the FBI. So there's some significant work to be done to restore the agency's reputation, no matter who wins tomorrow.
We're talking to Rosalind Helderman from the Washington Post about the latest Hillary Clinton email related news. Rosalind, you at the Washington Post have been reporting on the FBI's involvement in the race more widely, including, it looks like, disputes within the FBI over how and whether to investigate the Clinton Foundation. What do we know about what happened there and where that stands?
Yeah, we do know that there was an investigation, or maybe a better way to put it, a preliminary inquiry that was opened out of the New York field office of the FBI. Some agents in that office felt like they were developing good information, but there was a split between the FBI and the Department of Justice, but also between the field guys in New York and FBI leadership in Washington over the strength of that investigation. We understand that the prosecutors and the career people in DOJ felt like there was not much to that investigation and did not want to move ahead, while the field agents believed that they had developed enough information to do things like issue some subpoenas and start doing interviews. And they were told not to do that, which is not unusual. This happens in the law enforcement community, that investigators want to push harder than prosecutors, but they were told not to proceed. But then you have a situation where you have folks who are disgruntled, and apparently it looks now like started to leak information, which is not a good situation.
And there have been calls, depending on who you listen to, some people calling for Comey to resign or to be replaced under potentially a President Clinton. I've seen some Republicans who are against Trump making that same call, that it's time for him to go. You quoted somebody in one of your stories saying it's time to get the FBI's house in order, whoever does that. What would need to happen at the FBI to solve some of these criticisms?
Well, specifically as it relates to Comey, FBI directors serve 10-year terms. It's intended to cross presidencies. He's in only the third year of his 10-year term. That said, they officially serve at the pleasure of the president, so whoever is elected on Tuesday could fire him if they chose to do so. That is extremely rare in this country. Presidents don't want to do that out of respect for the independence of the office. So I would not necessarily expect to see a President Clinton fire Jim Comey. I suppose he could offer to resign as a way of trying to heal some wounds, or he could stay on and work on it and work on system and try to restore faith within his agency and in the public.
And a lot of people have been trying to gauge how much impact these back-to-back letters to Congress over the emails have had on the election, on polling. Do you have any sense from where you're reporting on whether these were a big deal when it comes to how people are going to vote tomorrow?
I mean, it appears that they did contribute to a tightening of the polls, particularly in the days just after the letter, but perhaps the polls sort of bounced back even before Comey's letter yesterday, sometime last week. At the end of the day, no need to try to read any crystal balls anymore. We'll learn tomorrow.
Are you expecting any? I mean, we've had big bombshells a week out from elections, effectively a couple days out. Are you expecting anything between now and tomorrow morning?
Well, it's been quiet so far today, so, you know, fingers crossed. I mean, I certainly think that one thing we're watching for is there have been these warnings of possible cyber hacks or other attempts to sow sort of confusion and problems in the election. So we'll, you know, we have our eye out for that, but hopefully we're just going to proceed to a vote, and the suspense will all just come from the voters.
Rosalind, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Rosalind Helderman. She's a political reporter for The Washington Post. She joined us to talk about reactions to a second FBI probe into Hillary Clinton's emails, which cleared her of criminal wrongdoing just days before the election.
Coming up, we'll talk about nothing with Gemma Tarlack of Discover Magazine. Stay with us here on Central Time.